This is Wade Grathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. An extensive examination by the New York Times of traffic stops and arrests in Greensboro, North Carolina, uncovered wide racial disparities in measure after measure of police conduct. One study found that GMO cultivation has led to a 40% reduction in insecticide spraying worldwide. An assembly of Catholic bishops ended with a vote opening the door for divorced members to return to fuller church participation. The bishops stopped short of allowing those members to take communion. Former President Jimmy Carter argues publicly that the only path to peace in Syria is pulling together a five-nation process that includes the U.S., Turkey, and Saudi Arabia, who have been allies on one side, and Iran and Russia, who have continued to back the existing government in Syria. A new study found that women who did weight training twice a week for a year had less brain shrinkage than those who trained once a week or did stretching exercises, though the cognitive significance of this effort is not yet clear. The fatherhood bonus is based on the notion that fathers are extra committed to work because they have a family to support. If they give any indication they might prioritize family, they then tend to be treated like mothers and penalized. It's known as the flexibility stigma. NBA cheerleaders are complaining of wage theft for uncompensated work, bringing their pay as low as $5 per hour. Reportedly, only the Golden State Warriors are paying a legal minimum wage. Argentine voters sent the country's presidential race into a runoff, boosting hopes in the opposition after Mauricio Macri, the mayor of Buenos Aires, made a surprisingly strong showing against a candidate endorsed by existing President Cristina Kirchner. Internet.org, Facebook's low-cost service to introduce people to the Internet, is having a rocky road in India. 1 million people tried the program. After their first 30 days out online, Facebook says about 40% of them became paying data customers, 5% stuck with only free services, and the rest left. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Grathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.